You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive.
I would say 98% are experts.
Is the 2%?
I'm not going to name names.
Micah Freeze. Oh, just kidding. We love you, Micah.
Just kidding. Check out, what's their podcast?
EST.
Yes, Established Church.
Yeah, Established Church.
That's Micah Freeze, Sam, and some other dude. Sam Rainer and another dude.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's kind of like a companion podcast for us.
A companion podcast? You
not on the record.
You just went a place that it makes me uncomfortable. A companion podcast. It's like we're
complimentary.
Complimentary is much better.
That is the word I was thinking. That was the word for today. Yes, complimentary. Because they focus on established church issues. We're talking about new church planting, multi-site.
Oh, but established churches, more and more established churches are doing multi-site. Mm. So maybe we should do a mashup sometime.
We should. I mean, it's interesting. I was recently in Philly. And it was neat to...
On the playground.
Yeah.
Sorry, you can't mention Philly without I know. Fresh Prince soundtrack going through.
That's what's going on through my mind. And I had my Philly Philly cheesesteak for the first time too. Like, I had the Subway version of it, but it's not the same. No, not at all. No, it was good. It was good. But it was neat to hear. Every time we go to conferences, it's neat to hear people talk about our podcast. And even people who aren't church planters aren't even in multi-site.
Yeah.
They're just pastoring and, faithfully, whether lead pastoring or groups or kids or students. I mean, and it's just so cool to hear them saying, hey, I know I'm not a church. They always kind of preface it like this. I know I'm not a church planter, but I love your podcast because it goes through discipleship stuff, leadership development, just all the different topics. So we want to, we kind of started there really only addressing church planting and multi-site, but we're a lot broader now because it kind of all encompasses, right?
If you're one of those guys, it's okay. There's room at the garage. Okay, sorry. No, you can go to SpeakPipe and you can drop in a question.
Yeah, whatever question you want to
drop. Any question.
Totally. And what's interesting is today we do have a great question that is, the context is church planting, but it's a little bit more into student ministry. So let's, and children's ministry. So let's listen in.
My name is Adam. I'm a church planter in Knoxville, Tennessee. I was going to see if you guys could discuss how to reach out to high school age and middle school age students. I know with a church plant, many people rent a building, so you can't really have an established youth program. So how do you evangelize and reach out to high school and middle school age students as a church plant? Thank you guys very much.
I love this question.
Middle school? Pizza, high school, avocado toast.
Avocado toast. Yes. I listened to this one podcast where the guy was like talking about avocado toast and one of the other guys was like, what's that? And he's like, yeah, that just goes to show you're not a millennial because millennials are obsessed with avocado toast. Apparently.
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 I really don't.
What do you put on avocado toast? Is it just toast and avocado?
I guess. That's
my ignorance.
I don't know.
My wife and I do something similar. It's toast with egg, avocado, and sriracha sauce.
Sriracha.
Oh,
you just wanted to say sriracha.
Sriracha. This episode is brought to you by sriracha sauce. It's the rooster sriracha sauce. There's only one kind.
All right. I don't know about such things as avocado toast because I would rather spend $12 on something else.
Avocado toast is a type of open sandwich made with mashed avocado and salt and pepper and citric juice on toast. Many other ingredients may be used are poached eggs, salmon, strawberries, garlic, and feta.
Mm. Are you on Wikipedia or Google or where are you?
The Google. On the interwebs. Yeah, so avocado toast and pizza, we're done. We can close out the episode.
No, I would say, so we had and by we, I mean Eric Geiger and myself 15 years ago, and a guy named...
I thought you were just talking about yourself, like the royal we.
The royal we? No.
We've been thinking.
I used to do that.
Whatever. Are you serious?
No, I'm just kidding.
To make... Yeah, anyways, let's keep on going.
So, we... Our student ministry was actually offsite from the church. And so, and it was really primarily where we did our service, and that was pretty much it. Where we did the work with the students was out in the community. So, Tuesdays and Thursdays, I was at a McDonald's and a Wendy's doing Bible studies. I was also... At least, I want to say once a week. Now, I don't know your situation, but I could still get into schools at that time. So I was regularly doing lunch at schools. So at least once a week, I was in a different... So we had three main high schools in our area.
I don't know about that anymore. I mean...
Why?
I used to do that too. But there's just so much... all the security stuff going on now and... I mean, even picking up your kids, like you have to be approved to pick up kids, which is great. I mean, hallelujah.
Right.
It should be that way. But I remember I would like, you know, meet kids after school. We'd go out like to, I mean, students in my student ministry. But I just don't know if, anybody like how has that changed these days, you know?
Whether anybody that worked in our student ministry, whether they were intern, associate, whatever, we were all in schools all the time. So if I could be there, I was there. And if, I can't remember, there may have been one that we couldn't go do lunch. But, you know, during basketball and football season in particular, not as much baseball. I don't know why we hated on baseball, but I guess there's just not that many people watching baseball. Mm-hmm. But basketball and football, like students are there watching other students or hanging out with other students.
Yeah, so that's a great example.
We were always there.
So if you can't get into school,
then Wendy's, McDonald's, whatever next to the school.
Yeah, but also go to the sports games.
Yeah. The other big thing that we had to do, we had basically, this is, if you've ever read the book Simple Church, this is very Simple Church because it's Geiger and this is where Simple Church came from. But we had, our purpose was our process. So we said, hey, we're going to, love Jesus, love others, lead others to love Jesus. And we're going to create three environments that are very focused around that process. So love Jesus was our worship environment. That's all we did. We weren't huge event people at all. Mm. Like we didn't fill up things with Jell-O and jump in them or anything like that. It was all like the... Every week we had a good time, believe me, but we didn't do like huge things. Then Love Others and Groups, extremely strong groups ministry. So if you led a group, then you had to be at the service because we wanted you to, you know, pull people into your group. Mm. And then lastly, Lead Others to Love Jesus. We were very, very, very focused on what? Student leadership and them leading the student ministry. So that was kind of your progression through our student ministry, both in middle school and high school.
Sounds like a leadership pipeline
it
to
does
me.
Because it was. We've been doing this for years. I'm not going to come back. I've been here for years. Sorry.
That
early
last
rap. Early 90s rap and R&B, it's just not going to ever leave my brain. I mean, I'm going to be somewhere in an old folks home with dementia, dropping bars.
And then when someone mentions Philadelphia... He'll go in like, West Philadelphia, born and raised.
But no. Why? Oh, so very focused on student leaders. And I guarantee you I've taken a couple hundred students through John Maxwell's 21 Irrefutable Laws in connection with, very importantly, Oswald Sanders' Spiritual Leadership. Both have about 22 chapters. And so it was an easy, hey, it's going to take you 15 to 20 minutes to read this, guys, and come next week prepared to have a discussion about it. So those books pair really well together. And in doing so, we would call students into a higher level of leadership and engagement. This wasn't, we're going to entertain you or we're going to try to be cool enough so you'll like tolerate us or come to our event. It was... very high expectations as you went through. And once we got you in, then, you know, we're really going to invest in you. I mean, so much so that we had issues with parents who are like, what are you doing? Like,
so
why are you spending so much time with me?
So it's really interesting about your answer, Todd. And
because it was completely wrong. Is that where you're
the end?
No.
It's not that. I think there's a lot of what you said.
If people can't accuse you of exclusivity, you're probably not developing people.
Yeah. Once again, agree with you. I totally agree with you there. And even in some of the, you know, the John Maxwell, Oswald Sanders stuff, so solid. And I think a lot of what I heard personally from what you were talking about is just that intentionality of, hey, it's not about just throwing the best party and having the best food and just hoping they come and that they'll meet Jesus somehow. But there is intentionality, right, in both development and discipleship. And whether that was 15, 20 years ago, or that's today, I think that's timeless. And that's the principle we need to draw out from this. However, and this is what I wanted to say, the students that you pastored were millennials, right?
Yeah, they were. Yeah. Actually.
And the students that Adam is talking about are Gen Z.
One of them is like the third person at Uber. He like founded Uber.
That's crazy.
Isn't that nuts?
That is crazy. But I mean, there are generational differences that do need to be taken into account that we are not experts on. Ben Trueblood, a shout out to Ben Trueblood, the student ministry podcast here at Lifeway. He runs our student ministry area. So that's going to be a great podcast to listen to, Adam, and someone you can, one that you can reference. We'll make sure that there's a note in the show, that there's a link in the show notes. But I did want to mention one thing before we wrapped up. And this is not necessarily an idea that I've done, but it's an idea that is something that I've been thinking about.
Okay.
Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
Okay. So have you heard of these pop-up
breath?
Have you heard of these pop-up raves? These pop-up these ones where it's pop-up parties in abandoned buildings. That they just bring generators.
Yeah.
And then they set it up. And then in the morning they tear it down. And it's like it was never there.
Right.
Okay. So not that I've ever been to one. It would be interesting to see what that's like, but I've never been to one. I wonder
good chance that's not going to happen.
No, it's true. Not as a father with three kids anymore. However, what's interesting about the idea is there's this aspect of exclusivity. There's this aspect of, man, everyone's going there. Oh, have you heard of it? It's this whole idea of indie music, right? It's this idea of, hey, I'm not listening to mainstream. I've just discovered an artist. Have you heard of it? And if no one knows about him, you're like, oh, I'm the coolest person ever. Let me tell you about this indie music artist or someone I discovered on YouTube or this or that, right? So there's this idea that is present in our culture. And I just wonder, because Adam, you don't have a permanent church building, what it would look like to even leverage Instagram and social media and all that to I guess, do pop-up Bible studies or pop-up leadership development times or pop-up, hey, you know, community party type of events where it's the students bringing their friends and advertising.
Yeah, it's gotta be student led.
Yeah, yeah. It's not. It's more of a grassroots type of.
You can't go to them with this idea. This needs to be their idea.
Totally, completely.
And you need to make sure that it's not a liability issue. Because as a former executive pastor, that's the first thing that went through my head.
Yeah. So I'm just throwing the idea out there. I've not thought too much about it.
Somebody's going to throw a football, hit a sprinkler, and we're going to do 50K worth of damage.
Yeah. So if you are so inclined to think through and test this out, send me an email, daniel@newchurches.com. Hit me up on Twitter, and I'd love to just hear what you're doing. All right. Thanks again for listening in. We will catch you next time.